USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump indicated that he's open to a second round of stimulus payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the coronavirus pandemic. Asked in an interview with Scripps Local Television News whether he's going to give Americans another round of checks, Trump responded, "Yes, we are. We are. We're going to be doing another stimulus package. It'll be very good and very generous." When asked how much money it will be, he said, "You'll find out about it very soon." A White House official also said a new round of direct payments is part of something the economic team is studying, but no decisions have been made as of yet. In March, Congress approved up to $1,200 per person in direct payments for individuals making less than six figures to help cushion the blow of the pandemic. The IRS said in early June that over 159 million stimulus payments had been processed. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
A U.S. Army soldier stationed overseas has been charged with passing along information about his unit's planned deployment, intending to get extremist groups to attack it. Army Private Ethan Phelan Melzer faces a host of federal attempted murder charges handed up by a federal grand jury that carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. John Demers, in charge of the Justice Department, said Melzer planned a deadly ambush on his fellow soldiers in the service of a diabolical cocktail of ideologies laced with hate and violence. A noose was found in the garage stall of a black stock car racer, Bubba Wallace, according to NASCAR. The FBI is now vowing to investigate. The discovery was made before a postponed race at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. NASCAR had banned the Confederate flag from all of its events, and the stunning action was taken in the wake of George Floyd's death. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top series, has been vocal in recent weeks about stopping racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Senate has approved a Justice in Policing Act, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. The Senate has a separate police reform bill.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations, a policy that has strained its relationship with a number of law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.